The middle of the Igaris Haramban, the last time we learned, so we ran through the first lines of the Ramban, where the Ramban says that you should always try to speak gently. In that way, you'll avoid kas, and kas is the worst midah to give people averos. And when you have kas, so then kol mina gehenim sholtim bo. We spoke about how it's Gehenna both in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Says the Ramban, weiter, V'ka'asher tinotzo min ha-ka'as, tala libcha midas ha-anova, shi mida tova mikol ha-midos tovos, shenemar ekev anova yiras Hashem. Right? When a person is saved from ka'as, when a person doesn't do ka'as anymore, right, which we spoke about means even Hasar Kas Milibecha, even not feeling the Kas. So then, Ta'ale Alibcha Midas Ha'anova. What does that mean? Ta'ale Alibcha Midas Ha'anova. Maybe gets replaced, but more, right, more precise. You're saying Ta'ale Alibcha in the sense of your heart is like empty. It's a Kas out of the heart, so now Anova comes into the heart. So I don't think the Ramban means that. I think tala alibcha means you're able to entertain or begin to acquire the midah of anava. Kol zman a person is inflicted with kas, so therefore anava is not a possibility. Even thoughts of anava are not possible. Tala alibcha midas anava means when you get rid of kas, which means you exterminate it entirely. So then you can begin thinking about anova. By the way, many of the Sfarim point out that if you go through the Mesilas Yesharim, so the Mesilas Yesharim at the very end has anova in Yerushalayim Shamayim, which is the beginning of this letter that the Ramban has to Son Nachman, get the impression that the Ramban realizes Son Nachman is up to this stage already. But Ka'as has to be eradicated before you begin to entertain anova. Ka'as, by definition, or most often, ka'as is the result of gaiva. And gaiva is the opposite of anova. Why does a person get really angry? Because you're not giving me what I deserve. I deserve X, Y, and Z. I'm so choshuv, whatever. I deserve this. When a person has the real midah of anava, which we'll discuss, means that the person recognizes that everything comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever the person has, he or she has, end of conversation, right? I get whatever I get is what I should get. So then the person does not have kas, and then you can begin to come to anava. Later on in the Igaris HaRamban, he speaks about kasher tisnahig b'midas ha'anova. Right? Apparently, there are different madrigos within anova, but the lowest madriga of anova, even to begin thinking about anova, you have to remove ka'as. And when a person has anova, so then you begin to entertain the midah of yira. And the midah of yira involves like the mishnah of Akavi b'mehalalel, me'ayin basal, anata holeich, etc. So the Ramban is saying that anova is a requirement for yirat shamayim, in the sense of as follows: to the extent that a person feels that he or she is great, the person can't really have Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim means a complete awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the sense of the Ribbono Shel Olam is greater than anything possible. The person who doesn't have anava is not able to entertain that anything is amazing and grand and glorious, because that person on a certain level feels that he or she is more amazing, more grand, more glorious than anything else. So therefore, a person has to first eradicate another, and then come to Yira. Now, what's worth thinking about is how come the Ramban is omitting certain things. He talks about Tas as being the worst Aveira. He does not speak about Gaiva, but okay, Gaiva maybe is the opposite of Anova that he speaks about later. He doesn't speak about Kina. He doesn't speak about Taiva. He speaks about Yiras Shamayim. He doesn't speak about Avas Hashem. Right? It's really worth analyzing not just what is here, but what isn't here. Why does the Ramban, right, go in this order? Removing Ka'as, you come to Anava, and from there you come to Yira, and then he'll go back to how to really act with Anava, and consequently how to attain higher levels of Yira. I think this is just the basic structure of the Ramban, what we've gotten to today. Okay, Chevra, any questions, any comments? Very good.